You can deny that it's clear, or you can just misinterpret it. But in every, and you pointed this out to me, my whole life has basically surrounded these attacks on Scripture. The modernist attack denying its authority and its inspiration. Then came what I call the charismatic attack on Scripture, which says, well, we believe the Bible, but Jesus mystically tells us what it means, and we have more revelation and additional revelation, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophecies. That's an attack on the singularity of Scripture. Then came the psychological assault on Scripture, which kind of came in from the side and said, well, you know, the Bible can help to sanctify people, but not until they get psychologically oriented, and psychology plays a big role. It's another attack on Scripture. Then came what I call the pragmatic assault on Scripture. The Bible, people don't want to hear the Bible. The Bible's irrelevant. You can't stand up for an hour and exposit the Word of God. You got to tell them stories and blah, blah, blah. So you have the pragmatic attack on the Bible. Now you have essentially the emerging attack, which is the attack on its perspicuity or its clarity, its mystery, and its secretive and its hidden. And this is wonderful, as I think it's Kristen Bell, Rob Bell's wife, said. She used to think she knew what it meant and the world was black and white. Now that she doesn't have any idea what it means, the world is full of color. So look, the Bible is always under assault. The Word of God is always under assault, right? Genesis 3, as God said, that's Satan's first ploy. He gets Eve to believe that what God said isn't true, that God is flawed, that she shouldn't believe what he said. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. That's not true. God lied to you. It's not true what it says. And that just goes on throughout all of history. It doesn't, to me, you just rise to the defense of the Scripture in the sense that you keep teaching the Scripture. It can handle itself. It really can handle itself. And so instead of me trying to defend the Scripture by external defenses, evidences, apologetics on behalf of the Scripture, I just keep teaching it. And it's a lion. You just open the cage and let it loose, and it is its own greatest defense.
So the worst thing we could do would be to capitulate to this and soften the edges of what really is clear in Scripture.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you want to avoid in the emerging church, and people get caught up in this, well, they don't like the seeker-friendly movement because it's big business, because it's manipulation, because it's shtick, it's entertainment, it's a big stage show, and the guy is a sort of a variation of a quiz show host, clown, comedian.